Hi, I'm Starhawk, and I have been teaching about and writing about Earth-based spirituality for more than 30 years now. I'm really pleased to welcome you to this audio course on Earth magic. We're going to be covering a number of different things here, and I want to say if we were sitting here looking at each other in the eye face to face, I would probably be mixing up a lot of talk with a lot of exercises. But since you're going to be listening to this, I know when I'm listening to an audio course, I often like to just put it on and listen while I'm cooking or driving or something else. So we're going to give the first two sessions over to some of the background, the history, the theology, how magic works, all of those things that you need in order to understand why we're doing exercises, why we're creating rituals, how it all fits together. And then the second two sessions are going to be a mix of more interactive and more talk and discussion. So if you're ready, let's begin. I want to start with some of the history of the ancient goddess religions. Primarily, I'm going to focus on Europe and the Middle East because that is the background of the tradition that I come from. But I want to just orient you by saying that pretty much every culture on the earth began with human beings living very, very close to the earth. We had no choice. We had no other options. We lived by hunting, by gathering, by scavenging, and eventually by herding and growing our own food. People who were living in those conditions understand that we are utterly dependent on the natural life systems of the earth and of the planets. That what happens with the weather, what happens with the climate, what happens with the rains are not just some, you know, interesting little observation, but are the vital underlying conditions of our life. And so all over the planet, human culture began with religions, with forms of spirituality that were designed to integrate the human and the natural world. And the original shamans, the medicine people, the teachers, the healers, the priestesses, the priests, whatever you wanted to call those people who took on some kind of role of spiritual responsibility, their real job was somehow or other to mediate between the human world and the natural world, to integrate what we need as human beings from the environment, from the larger processes that maintain balance in life in the natural world. So a shaman, witch, there are many different words, many different definitions for the word witch, but in German, the word witch is related to the word hexe, which gives us our word hex or hag, which come from hagebutsu, which meant someone who lived on the hedge, on the edge between the human world and the natural world, between the tame and the untamed. And I think that that has been very much true of shamans everywhere, that the shaman was the one who lived close enough to the wild to understand the workings of nature and also had a foot, had a life in the human world to understand the needs of the community. That's kind of the background out of which all these traditions spring. And I think it's very important to remember, and we're going to go back into this more in the third session, because if we actually want to have a practice of earth-based spirituality, it means we also need to have a practice of actually connecting with the earth. But I want to take us on a little quick magical mystery history tour or herstory tour and go back and look at what started to happen in Europe and the Middle East around the time when human beings developed agriculture, when we moved from collecting and gathering plants and hunting animals to actually herding and keeping animals and domesticating animals and domesticating plants, developing and breeding plants that could be planted and grown near our human settlements. The first area where agriculture developed was probably the Fertile Crescent, the area of the Middle East that now includes Iraq, Syria, Palestine, Lebanon, that area. And one of the reasons why agriculture developed so early there was that it had some fortunate advantages. It had some wild grains that were the ancestors of our bread wheat and many of our current crops. It had the animals that were the ancestors of our domesticated sheep and cows. So they were lucky. They had these resources, and they figured out how to use them and how to grow food. With that came a shift in human culture. Humans now could settle down, could live in villages, could live in larger concentrations because they could produce more food and not simply be dependent on hunting and gathering what was available in the wild. And what we find in the Middle East, in Europe, and actually what you do find in other parts of the world too at this same stage of culture is that religion centered very much on these images of life, on these cycles of birth and growth and death and regeneration, and on the magic and the mystery of what happens with the seed, with the corn, with the grain, when you plant that seed into the earth, into the depths of the earth, and out of that darkness, out of, in a sense, that death of the seed, comes new sprouts, new growth, new life.